Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Back to our funky selves, Ty.
Wow. Wow. What a great kicker. That was...
Yeah, man. That was Personalities Part 2 by Deep Touch. Have you heard of Deep Touch?
I want to say yes, but I don't think so, man.
Yeah,
they deep touched me right now.
It's very deep touchy. Yes. And with deep touches, that's what we like to do. We like to deep touch your eardrums here on The Earful. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, hey, man. Buddy. How you doing, bud? Earful 22. Here we go, bud. Another one of our weekly music countdowns that we do here for Oh No Radio Show. I am Tom.
I am Ty.
And welcome to a 12-track salute. We got some real goodies for you this week. I've been perusing over your list, Ty. Really have excited to hear some of your jams.
There's a lot of tasty going on. I mean, it's a delectable list of jam today.
Yeah, man, exactly. I know that we tend to compile a lot of music in general, so I know it's always a tough task to pick those six tracks that we throw up here every week. So it is always a salute, but we try to do this every week. We had a pretty successful first season. We did, I couldn't believe we did 20 episodes, man. That's a lot.
We did. We cranked them out,
and I'm hoping we can do the same here on our, I guess, our deemed second season. But yeah, we do this every week. We put them up on onoearful.com. That's our site. And you can go and check out all the past episodes up there. And each episode is accompanied by a Spotify playlist. And you can find us on Spotify by searching Ono Radio Show. And there's a whole bunch of listening to do for your weekend jams, for your car trips. If you like to sing in the shower, it's some great shower jams.
Sour beer songs.
Shower beer songs. I like that. But let's throw ourselves right into it, Ty. You do the honor on this Earful of the first track. And this band is not a stranger to the Earful. We've heard this band before. It is a band I really enjoy. Let's start off with the OCs, baby.
It's actually OCs, but it's still the same band as the just likes to switch the name up here.
I know, they love switching their name. I've noticed that trend. They've been the OCs, now they're OCs. They just gotta pick one and stick with it, man.
Right. It's funny, they're keeping us all on our toes. But, you know, actually, friend of Ono Radio Show and Orlando music scene, Jessica Paul Lee, actually introduced me to them a long time ago. And I'm pretty sure she went on tour with them for a little while.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, they're freaking badass, man. They've been around since 97, which I don't think I listened to them that early on. I caught them a little, probably a couple years ago, and I just dig them, man. They got a very wide style of jam.
Yeah, I it's a little psychedelic, a little garage, you know, it's got lots of flavor.
It's flavorful. And this track is Night Expo, and this is the new album, Orc. So grab the album. It's a really good album. It's a listen to top to finish, and it's all this kind of delectable deliciousness. Ooh, baby.
Try to crank a little. Jump up, lay down, roll around, boiling, make your home in the dirt. Let go, overflow, you won't need it. Obligations hurt. All right.
Well, there's no better way to kick off an earful with a jam like that. And we continue onward. Onward and upward. This is a Casio Social Club. This is called Justin Illusion. And this is off Retrimental. It's a 2014 album. Casio Social Club is a production alias DJ producer Justin Winks. And they just got that soul funk disco boogie down pat. And it's just a lot of this. Most of his albums. He's got quite a few albums out. I'm not really sure if he continues to make music, but go check out his stuff. It's just a lot of this, and you definitely won't be disappointed in it.
And listening to it. I remember when this album came out. Hell yeah!
Another album or a group that I had kind of never heard of, and then just by listening to the music channels, I found it, and I'm like, oh yeah, man. And it's solely instrumental for the most part. But it's jamming, man. All the synths, all the time. And moving on, we got something that is, I guess, in the vein of new disco. These guys are pretty bad freaking ass, Ty. Super good selection.
Can't stop with the
disco. Cannot stop, but super good select here. The new Oliva track.
It was tough to pick the track, man. There's a lot of good tracks on this album. I hope you guys all go out and jam it.
Yeah, it's so good, man. Oliver's been around for a bit, but they know how to lay it down, man. And this has, what, De La Soul on it? Featuring De La Soul.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Running through your galaxy, be enterprising. The mothers from a brother planet from the start. And we here to blow your mind with attacks to your heart. Get you back, heart attack. Don't you think that it's fun? One more time, blow your mind. All the way to the
sun. Oh, yeah. And that Chromeo music. All the way.
Yeah, that's right. Chromeo is on another track on this release. It was super good, too. So I can only imagine it was tough to narrow it down to the one to make the cut. But the whole album is really badass. And this is what? Full Circle. This came out recently, 2017.
My gravity's unmatched. Her satellite sat in the light of sun position. Skin well cooked, we look to leave, leaving all others within envy and mint condition. Crash landed at the house, giving each other mouth to mouth. She pushes me so my bed can catch me. Catch me out of my clothes, the bird who we are, as I gaze into her eyes as if they were stars.
And if you do not know who Oliver is, they are a DJ duo of U-Turn and Ology. I can see how that all comes together to make Oliver, but they're just, they're responsible for some of the funkiest diverse dance music that's out there, man. I know, I think it was it Move Your Body? That was like their really big hit a few years ago, and that was just, it's more in the EMD, or the EDM vein, but I mean, it grows on you, man. It makes you move. And if that's what you want in your music, then you're going to get it with Oliver.
And U-Turn, isn't that like, they are related to Chromeo. It's like U-Turn is like one of the dude's brothers.
Oh yeah. I think you're right, man. I think so. I think that could be.
Okay. So that's how it all ties together.
Ah, it's all coming together. All right. Number four.
What you got, T?
I've never heard of this band. Found them recently. This is Five Style. It's the letter 5, IVE Style. This is Deep Marsh, and this is off their debut, Five Style. This is actually a 1995 album. And interesting, Five Style is a name taken from a martial arts technique called Five Style Fist. But they are a Chicago-based funk jam quartet, and it's just good jammy band music. I don't know. It just does it. They're just kind of another band too. They just have a lot of albums, you know. Like, I feel like I've only scratched the surface. I listened to this one, and there's a few others. But they actually, I believe, continue to this day to put out albums. So if you want to go down that Five Style hole, man, dive in. All right, T-Man.
Can't help but have a playlist that has something from Australia on it. We were just having that talk with fellow podcaster Owen.
Yeah, man, I agree, and I actually think there might be two Australian bands on this playlist.
Probably are. Yeah. Out in the morning, this is Holly Holly or Holy 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 Holy.
Yeah. Holy Holy, nice. You were always a picture. You were a piece of wood. You saw a piece of me in the willow tree, so you told me I was hanging there and you couldn't care less. Indie rock, man. Australia is laying it down hardcore with some indie rock, some solid indie rock, man. And these two, it looks like it appears to be a duo, but it's quite a sound. And this is off of Haint 2017 album, Willow Tree. Have you listened to any more of the album, Ty, or just this particular single? It's up to par?
Up to par. Worth a listen.
All right. We'll give it a listen, folks. Holy, holy. All right. Here we come up on our sixth track in the earful. This is Waldeck Memories off Ballroom Stories, 2007 album. Tidbit about this. At first, I kind of thought, oh, well, Waldeck's maybe the name of the group, but it's actually a gentleman named Claus Waldeck and goes by Waldeck. And apparently, he's a Viennese former copyright lawyer and down tempo musician. And he started his musical career in Vienna, Austria, when he started playing piano at the age of 6. So it's this guy is the guy playing the piano, and he apparently gets guest singers in there and some, you know, some down tempo beats. But he has been around for a while, putting out music, and it's some pretty good stuff. It's kind of up to par with that almost, I don't know, that particular style of music that's out there. Wall deck, baby. I can't think off the top of my head the name of the band I'm trying to throw. Oh, like, oh yeah, isn't it something Caravan? Caravan Palace? It has a Caravan Palace vibe to it in some sense, which is interesting. And we are at the track number 6 on this earful, and we're at the halfway point. We always tell all of our listeners that listen to the show that we always would like you to go out and listen to this music for yourself. Find it on iTunes. Find it on Spotify. Go buy it at a music store. You know, support these artists. It's important. It helps artists continue to make albums, to go on tour, and just fill your ears with even more goodness. So support. Support is everything. Support.
Got a tip of the hat. Buy the album. Buy.
Okay. And Ty, this was an interesting choice. Numero 7. Esperanza Spalding. Tell me about this.
She's a prodigy, man. She a fantastic double bass player. Goes way back. But this song is Rest in Pleasure, and it just titillates my ears. It was off Evelyn's DE Evolution 2016 album. But yeah, she really is a musical prodigy. She started with violin, chamber music, and the Chamber Music Society of Oregon at 5 years old. She started. It's nuts.
What's with these young prodigies back to back, Waldeck and Esperanza Spalding? Well, let's let her jam out here for us. Sounds pretty good. Very nice, Ty.
That was actually a DJ friend of mine was playing that at an art show, and I had to know who it was, and that's how I discovered Esperanza.
Well, she's the full package, the multi-instrumentalist and the beautiful voice. Yeah. Doing it up in style over in Oregon. Alrighty. Let's get a little crazy. This is Mr. Flash. For those of you that know anything about Ed Banger, Mr. Flash is definitely on their record label. And he puts out some jams. This is Midnight Blue off Sonic Crusader. It just goes there. Singing with him is, I think I'm going to say his name right, but it's Surahn, S-U-R-A-H-N. And for those of you that don't know who Mr. Flash is, his name is Giles Busquet, and his stage name is Mr. Flash. He's a French record producer, go figure. But he's just one of the many DJs, and as far as I'm concerned, really good artist that is signed to Ed Banger. I in my eyes, Ed Banger can do no wrong. Those guys just have it going on in spades.
It's really that French.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Ed Banger. I mean, they are just responsible for some really, really good acts, man. I mean, Breakbot, Justice. I could go on and on. It's just you should check their website out, and they always put out a really cool compilation album every year.
That you can actually, compilation was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. I think we played a couple tracks from it, but yeah, you can look for that. You can just search Ed Banger, and there's a plethora of artists to choose from. But yeah, check that out. So let's go back to Australia with this track. This is a great album, Ty, by the way. You shared this with me earlier a few weeks ago. I really dug it. Who is this?
This is the Babe Rainbow. The song is Monkey Disco, and it's their self-titled debut album that just came out. Australia is just destroying it.
What
this album
up Down Under?
Finished. Go listen to it.
This is some badass neo-psych, dude. Let's let them take us there.
On that album, they worked with what's his name? Stu. Yeah, he's the guy from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh, Stu. No shit.
And he helped them record this too. So I'm a huge fan of King Gizzard.
Oh, King Gizzard's the shit for sure. Yeah, Australia just has many weapons right now when it comes to kind of exploding music. Everything from pop to this kind of new disco to the neo-psych stuff, the stoner rock. I mean, they are just really, they're pumping it out, man. And I'm glad that America is embracing our friends from down under and letting us hear all this freaking awesome music. Good. Yeah, get that album. That album is a total worth listen, start to finish, man. All right. We're almost done, Ty. These go so fast, man. This is the Kazals. Somebody Somewhere is the track, and this is off of What of Our Future. This was actually back in 2008. It's kind of an older album. But the Kazals, they were a six-piece indie rock band from London, formed in 2003. And they were actually popular because they used to tour with Baby Shambles and Daft Punk all the time, which I think is interesting. They would open for Daft Punk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's just some good London, England rock. I don't know any other way to put it. So, yeah, the Kazals.
Kazalby. Who knows what it can be.
Yeah, it's an interesting little album, and you should get back and get on some of their stuff, because they are no longer around. I don't know if they broke up or they all don't like each other anymore, but they're not making that that beautiful music no more.
Kazals.
God damn you, Kazals.
Thank you, though.
All right, Ty. Here we go, buddy. Who be, who be this?
This be Black Market Brass.
Ooh.
Man, they're jamming that Afrobeat. Half a Cig is the song off Cheat and Start a Fight that came
half
out
in
2016.
God damn. And
I will say our friend Jessica Pauly that I brought up earlier actually sent me this randomly on Facebook.
Oh, no shit. She knows what Ty likes.
She just said, you're welcome. And she was right because it's so up my alley.
Well, thank you for bringing that Afro beat to this episode of the AFL Jazz. Play it loud, play it strong. Oh, baby.
I dig the story you got on our notes here, that they formed the band by finding out that they had almost identical Craigslist ads. Trying to start the funk band, you know, influenced by Fela Kuti, K from Pong, and Cunny's Sunny Aid. Yeah.
How awesome is it that a band came together via Craigslist, huh?
That is pretty fantastic.
Bringing all that funk through the Craigslist channels. God damn. Super good, man. I'll have to do a little research on this band. I like it a lot. Black Market Brass.
Another great album.
Oh. All right, folks. Brings us to 12. These always go super fast, but on to our final track here at the Earful. This was a interesting band that I found. It's called A Giant Dog, and they are a American punk rock band from Austin, Texas. And I dug the album. It's a girl guy trio. I'm sorry. There's two guys and a girl lead singer. And this is off of Toy, their 2017 album. It just fucking kicks it, man. Really dug it. To end this year, Paul. Their lyrics are so on point, too. Like, I was, like, listening to some of their songs, and just, like, I had to even go read some of their lyrics. I'm like, yeah, pretty good, man. And they're, like, a pretty fresh new band. They had a pretty popular run at South by Southwest last year. But, yeah, they're pretty wild, man. It's a lot of this kind of sound, but, hey, man, Austin is synonymous for great music, so it's kind of nice to hear Austin kicking out a solid group.
Yeah.
All right, Ty, there's only one other thing left to do here on this episode of The Earful, because we love our segments in the Oh No Radio Show sphere. We gonna do a segment.
Segment. Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right.
Who did it better?
It is Under the Covers, folks. It's where we take a song that you know and that we know, and we listen to the original, and then we listen to the cover. Now, this one's pretty interesting. Found this one just kind of happenstantially. It's actually a very strange cover, because compared to the original, it's completely different. But everybody knows Wild Cherries play that funky music. I mean, if you were ever in a middle school dance somewhere, or you went to somebody's wedding, it's almost like it's in the contract of the DJ that they have to play this song, because it's just, I don't know. Even to this day, guilty pleasure, you hear this song, you're like, yeah, dude, of course. I mean, it's just, it's so freaking funky. For some reason, I just see my dad doing a dad dance to this song. Okay, so there's this, you know, this is the OG Wild Cherry version. Play that funky music, white boy. And then I found this version of the same song by a band called The Lagoons. And The Lagoons are kind of a California shoegaze band, I guess is kind of the best way to put it. And I gotta say, it's nothing like the original, for probably the fact that it's like really kind of way chilled out and way slowed down, but I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, because it takes obviously quite a build to get into it, but I kind of dig it, and if you listen, you can totally hear the OG in there.
Playing in a rock and roll band.
different, right?
Yeah, man, I jammed this album. Did I send this to you?
You know what? You might have sent me a single from it, and I dug it, man. I really I dug the album as a whole, but I thought, what an interesting cover to throw on there.
I think it's a really nice rendition. You know, it's stylistically chill, which it's not really a chill song, and they still pull it off with swagger.
That's a perfect way to put it. They pull it off with swagger. I mean, I'd say I'm pretty down the line with that. I do dig the original for all of its funkiness, and I think that the Lagoons did a pretty damn good job of throwing us out a new rendition of that. And with that, that ends this episode of The Earful. This was The Earful 22. As we always do, these will be up on onoearful.com, and you can listen to all our past episodes, our past season. We are now on season 2, proudly moving forward. And we also throw up all of our playlists for each of the shows on our Spotify channel. And you can find that over at Ono Radio Show if you just search for that on Spotify. We are all over the social media sphere. We just recently opened up and have a page ourselves now on Facebook that Ty and I have been like tossing tunes on. Ty has his Tuesday Tasty Tunes.
And, I missed it this week. Sorry.
Hey, man, you know, life gets in the way. We are also, you know, we're busy peeps, but we do try to get on there. And we also encourage everybody, you know, if you think we should be listening to something, go and I think it's Ono Earful. If you just type that into Facebook, you can actually find the group. I think it's called Ono Radio Show Presents the Ono Earful. And please throw us some tunes, man. Throw us some tracks, albums that we should be listening to. I think with this season, we're going to try to also start to incorporate some more of our fan tracks in there. Because we're all about being experimental and kind of changing up the show dynamic and making it fun and different.
I really love the feedback, and I'm already listening to tons of music. If you throw me a couple albums, I want to hear it. I want to hear what you're listening to.
Yeah, exactly. We all do. And please, you know, don't be shy. Tell us what you like. And if you don't like what we're playing, you know, tell us that too. I mean, at the end, we don't give a shit, but I'm just kidding. Okay. But feedback is everything, and we appreciate to all of our listeners that do listen. Hopefully these tunes bring you some happiness and get up dancing, and you can enjoy your weekend. And please stay tuned for more Earfuls. We got many more to come. We'll be dropping them hopefully every week. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
Cheers to those ears, baby. All right, let's go out.
Don't forget to turn it up. Don't forget to dance.
Dance. Be merry. All right, we'll go out with Mr. Flash. Enjoy your weekend.
We hope you enjoyed the music.